Republican Ray Carroll has represented the East Side District 4 since 1999. He defeated Republican Sean Collins in the primary with 57% of the vote. There is no one running against Carroll in the November general election, so he will serve another four-year term. Carroll says he won't predict what may happen with the other seats.
Whatever the majority, whether it's Democrat or Republican, I still plan to work across the aisle and solve people's problems.
The other county supervisor seat with a primary this week was the District 1 race to replace retiring Supervisor Ann Day in the northwest part of the metro area. Allie Miller had the largest percentage of votes among the four Republicans in the primary, with nearly 38%. Miller did not respond to requests for comment. She will compete with Democrat Nancy Young Wright in the November general election in Pima County's District 1, which has been a Republican-held seat for more than a decade.
Voters are tired of extremism, and they're tired of people fighting. So I'm looking forward to a civil debate and to drawing a clear contrast between myself and Allie Miller.
Democrats hold the other three county supervisor seats, but none of them had primaries this week. All three Democratic Pima County supervisors do have Republican opponents in the November election. I'm Andrea Kelly, Arizona Public Media.